The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Leave the dirty laundry in a pile, along with the annoying reasons why you don't do the things you'd really like to, as you reduce your butt. That's one T, not two T's. Join Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates right now on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. They're smoking hot.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And our show today is about coming out of the closet. Frustrated. I'm so frustrated, Suzanne. I'm sick of my old clothes. I don't want to spend a lot of money on new clothes, and I really, really need some help.
Well, I think that new beginnings are what spring is all about, and since we're getting ready to get into our spring wardrobes here, well, we're going to start over. We're going to really talk about starting over, but more with what you already own, because I think so many times people rush out this time of the year, they get all excited, and they buy new things, when really, well, they have everything they need right in their own closet, but they're just sick of it. So we're going to reapportion. We're going to what do you call it when you send somebody to, I can't think of that word anyway, but so we're
rearrange.
But we're going to yeah. Re-everything. It's going to be a re-show. and the other thing is this is for men and women. I mean, I know men aren't quite as crazy about going out and buying, but these are things men can learn from also. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and then we have our first segment, which is always our dirty little secrets that we all need to know. And today we're going to talk about what some marriages, not all, but some marriages and your favorite piece of clothing have in common.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to learn the scandalous truth about the pink lipstick myth. Then we're moving on to our Snoop and Scoop interview, and today we have Jody Mayer from Corset Styling. She's going to tell us about spring trends and also tips on the smart way to shop.
Then we'll tell you how you can win some of our fantastic prizes, because we have three new contests and the drawing's coming up really, really quickly at the end of the month here. So we'll tell you all about that. You don't want to miss that, that's for sure.
And we're going to take you inside our own closets and share our own personal tricks of the trade. And go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, to check us out. Don't forget to do that.
Well, and getting back to our dirty little secrets. Okay, a guy who writes for the Telegraph is named Stephen Adams, and he did some research, and he went to the Office for National Statistics, and the average failed marriage. Okay, so this is a failed marriage, not somebody who's been married a long time. The average failed marriage lasts 11.7 years.
Hmm.
Women keep their best garment in their closets for 12 years. Some women keep their clothes a lot longer than they keep their marriages. I think that's really kind of sick and really funny all at the same time.
I think that's hilarious. Hilarious.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I hope that's not too depressing for people because it's so shallow. But it is funny.
That is very funny. Now, I want to talk to you about that. Remember last year when I got that book, How Not to Look Old by Charlotte Krupp, and how I went absolutely crazy over her saying that after 50, you should only wear pink lipstick? Do you remember that? Where I was just like nuts.
Well, I know. I can't believe anybody. Well, I can't believe anybody would get so upset.
I did.
I mean, how could you get that upset about pink lipstick already? It was really the rule.
It was the rule. Yes, it was. It was the rule, and just the fact that she was so adamant, and it was just like no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And, of course, this woman is a style expert for the Today Show and a former beauty director for Glamour magazine. So, you know, she's not some schlocky person. So for her to say that, but, oh, it just went crazy, and I talked to you about it. I know a lot. Well, guess what? The other day I went on this website. It's about.com/beauty. It's all these beauty, all this beauty information. And they said on this website, fair skin people in lipstick should wear nude apricot, an apricot shade, or pink and coral. I mean, all those beautiful, beautiful colors besides just pink. And then in medium skin, you wear rose, mauve, and berry. And then dark skin, deep plum, chocolate, and red. I mean, that was just like, I am finally calmed down because, you know, pink does not even go with my skin, and I don't even like pink. So when she said that, I was just like, nutty, nutty, nutty. So now I just wanted you to know, I've calmed myself down, and I'm okay.
Well, praise the Lord.
I know it.
It's like... so... But the thing about pink lipstick is that, now, is this the same person, though, that wrote the original?
Yeah,
is this the same person that said both things?
Yeah.
So now she's changed her mind.
Well, no. This is the person, this Charla Krupp, wrote this book, How Not to Look Old. That's the only book she wrote. And she wrote it like 4 years ago, and I got it like a year ago. So.
Okay, but she didn't write the article.
That was just another one that I found, and I was so excited about finding it. Because it was more information about lipstick that was like, they didn't say who actually said that, but.
Well, and then your skin tone, it's not just medium, light, or dark. It's like, I know we are big believers in color. Well, me, and you too, I think, about the fact that if you're an autumn skin, I mean, I'm autumn, so I look really bad in the blue tones. And you're a winter, mm-hmm. so you look really bad in the orange
exactly.
tones.
Exactly. But just the fact that, you know, I think what upset me the most was that she just said, just made that blatant statement, wear pink. Now, you know, she says to wear shades one or two lighter than your lips. And Bobby Brown, who you and I love, Bobby Brown, I know, says to wear one or two shades darker than your lips. So, I mean, it's just kind of all over the board, but I just was relieved.
How do you wear one or two shades lighter than your lips? I mean, I'd look like a zombie, like the Walking Dead or something. That I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
I know.
Do you get that?
No, I don't get that. But
I have to put white out on my lips.
Consider yourself fair?
I think you are though,
because you look really good in that apricot color. You wear that color really well, and I think that's I think that's a beautiful color, that apricot and coral, and you can wear nude, so I think that's, you know, I think that's really nice on you. So, and I
I'm glad you're relieved. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. I'm glad that this is not part of the things off your list of things that I have to listen
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Let's put it that way.
You are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
You are listening to Suzanne and Jean, and welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Okay, here's what I know. We wear 20%, only 20% of the things in our closet 80% of the time. I hope I said that right.
Yes, you did.
Anyway, how do we put an end to this madness? Why do I have all these clothes in my closet if I'm only wearing like 20% of them? That's my big question.
Well, we are going to find out the answer to that and to many, many other things because we have with us today Jody Mayers. She's the owner and lead stylist at Corset Styling, and she comes from a corporate background. Jody was with Best Buy, Wells Fargo, and Cargill, just mentioning a few. Jody is the go-to fashion advisor on KSTP's Twin Cities Live, as well as Care 11 News at 4 o'clock and the Saturday morning show. Welcome, Jody.
Thanks, ladies. Wow. I'm excited to be here.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your store and why is it so different? I was in there the other day and absolutely fell in love with it. So tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, our offerings are kind of twofold. So we have a fabulous boutique where you will find fashions for women sizes 0 to 20. And we offer everything from clothes that you can play in to work attire, handbags, accessories, shoes, a little bit of everything. And the reason that we do that is because we have another side of the business that is focused on wardrobe and styling services. And for those women that we dress throughout the year, we have to have those clothes that fit into all aspects of their lives. So it's fun for the person who wants to walk in off the street and shop because they get to work one-on-one with our stylists right in the store. But for those women who are really looking for somebody to do it for them because it's a lot of work, we can handle that too.
Which I told you, I just met a woman the other day that said she works all the time. She doesn't want to have to shop, and she just wants somebody to do it for her, and I told her to go to your store.
Well, thank you.
Well, so somebody said they actually go and set up an appointment.
Yeah, so
you.
There's a couple ways we can do it. We're always available in the store. So if somebody has maybe a big event coming up, a trip, maybe they've gone through a recent life change, a job change, maybe they're re-entering the workforce after being gone for a while. In some cases, we have people that have been fighting an illness or a disease like cancer, and they come to us because their bodies have changed, their needs have changed, and they just want a little bit of help. So we can do that in the store, but we also offer in-home wardrobe or closet consultations, which I think is really helpful because for these women that aren't wearing all of their clothes, it's a little overwhelming when you look in there and you see all this stuff and you feel a little bit guilty that you're not actually wearing these items. So we'll go in and help them figure out, you know, what's still current. How can we make these pieces new and fresh for them? What should they maybe let go of that they've been holding on to for way too long? And in some cases, it's a matter of figuring out how to add some new accessories or pair things differently to give them brand new looks with things that they already have in their closet. So that's really helpful, I think, for giving women a good foundation to know where they're starting from before they just head out to the malls blindly and start buying more things.
Oh, it's so great to have that personal. Suzanne and I both have always loved having a personal shopper, and you know, everybody kind of, sometimes people are not kind of familiar with that, but it's so great to have someone there that can really help you pick out things. Why, you know, you, I know you carry sizes, you said 0 to 20.
Yep.
Which is amazing. That is so fabulous.
Well, beautiful women come in all shapes and sizes, so we cater to everybody.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So if you're an ABD member and you're in the latter part of your career, do you have some advice for women in their clothes, in their, you know, like say they have another year to work or a couple more years, and what?
Yeah.
How would they structure buying their clothes when they were getting ready to get into that retirement?
Yeah, so, and you even shared a personal story with me, because I know you bought a lot of kind of investment pieces right towards the later part of your career, and you don't wear them anymore.
Don't wear them.
So right. I think that's the big thing, is really strategically kind of thinking through, you know, what is coming up in the next few years of your life. And we really encourage women in those latter years to think about the clothes that transition well from day to night and can be worn in more than just one way. So, you know, maybe it's specific shirts or jackets or pants that you can pair with something a little more casual, which makes it more appropriate for going out with girlfriends or a weekend look. We also would encourage more accessories, because accessories are the easiest way to make something you already have look new and different without having to go out and spend a lot of money. And I think that's really important. That's where I would tell women to put some of their money is towards accessories. And then I think finally looking for things that travel well, because a lot of women, when they're done with their careers, they want to get out there and see the world and do things. And you need to have pieces that aren't going to wrinkle when you're putting them in suitcases, right, that are easy to wash, and that mix and match well with a lot of different things. So we try to help you think through that. And if you have a budget in mind, we'll tell you which pieces are worth spending some money on and which ones you can do better.
I love that whole budget thing. I love going in and saying, okay, I can spend such and such amount of money, and then let's work with that.
Right.
I mean, that is so fabulous.
Right.
Well, Jody, I'm excited to hear, what are some of the spring trends for women 50 and over?
Well, spring, gosh, are we ready for it here?
Yes.
Suzanne was just telling us about all the flowers that are blooming with near her, and so we're excited to have some of that happening as well. And, you know, in retail, we've had the spring colors here for a while, which has been helpful. It's kind of gotten us in the mood a little bit. But yeah, not all spring trends should be worn by women of all ages. And so I think some of the big ones that I would recommend for women over 50, the black and white trend is huge. And I'm actually looking at Jean because she's all black and white today.
Yes.
Women of all ages can wear that. And I think, again, these are classic pieces. Everybody should have some great black and white staples in their wardrobe. I think the other thing in particular, too, is that we're seeing some monochromatic outfits. So all one color. How do you do that? I specifically like the more neutral tones. I think it adds a real rich look, whether those are creams or oatmeals or whatever they are. But adding some metallics in there, some golds and things to make it look nice and rich. And, you know, leather is big. And people don't often think about leather for spring. But we're seeing it in skirts. We're seeing it in details on shirts and jackets. And maybe it's just a little great leather jacket that you have in your closet. But don't be afraid to mix in the leather a little bit for spring. So that, and I'd say get some color in there, ladies. Don't be afraid of the vibrant colors. The pastels are also going to be big for spring. Anything with color, I think we're so starved for it right now that it's a blessing when you see it.
So is it the pastels or the brights, or is it both? Is it both?
It is both.
Fun.
Yeah. So for pastels, we're seeing the mint color is big right now. It hasn't been a ton of that in the marketplace for a while, so it's kind of a nice new color to see those mints.
Yes, yes.
So that's fun. And, you know, with the vibrant colors, a lot of people right away go to neon. It doesn't have to be neon, and I personally don't think neon works for everybody. Mm-hmm. But pick a color you really love, and sometimes those are showing up in cobalt blues or bright purples or whatever it might be. So, you know, find a hue that you feel great in, because at the end of the day, if you look good or you feel good in your clothes, you're going to give that appearance off to everybody. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And accessories.
Accessories.
What's your feeling about accessories?
They're going big this year. And not everybody can wear big jewelry. So I think it's about balancing the right amount of bulk for your frame, and we can help you with that. But that's also a great way for you to add some color, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not very tall. I'm short, but I love big jewelry.
Yes.
And I'm always not quite sure whether I can pull it off or not, but I still love it. And, of course, you know how we all feel after the age of 50, that we can just do any darn thing we want.
And I say, go, girl. You go, girl.
Those rules just do not pertain to us. Do they, Suzanne?
No.
No way. Well, Jody, tell us about where your store is and how they can find you.
Sure. So we're located at 54th and France in Edina, and that is four blocks south of the 50th and France intersection. And it's important to tell everybody that, because they look for us right at that crossroads.
Yes.
So we're on the way from 50th to Southdale Mall, right on France Avenue. We share a building with Noonan Construction.
Well, it is cute. Like I said, I was just there, and it is just really, really cute. Well, Jody, thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you for having me.
Being with us. It was just really, really fun. So coming up, how to win great prizes on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. So don't go away.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And if you're just tuning in and joining us, we have been talking about spring fashion. And we're going to talk a lot more here about wrestling your closet to the ground, getting control of it. My closet wants to make me crazy, but I'm in control. I have to keep telling myself that. And that this applies to men and women. Men need to clean their closets out too. And then this is just a little reminder. If you call any of our sponsors for anything, just remind them to give us your name and they will put your name into our drawing at the end of the month. And Jeannie's going to tell us, I know, about the drawings coming up. So, but that's an important thing to remember when you're doing business with our sponsors, which I know you all are so supportive of that.
Don't forget to sign up to have lunch with us. Our drawing is at the end of the month, and if your name is drawn, you and two of your friends can sit down with us at Tiger Sushi for some fun and some great food.
We love that, Lisa! And then we have a great drawing that Epic Automotive is providing for us, and it's for a car detailing. And that means they clean your car up, they get all that winter crap out of it, the sand and the salt, and then they wax it, and it's just what a gift. And it's almost a $200 value. That will be one of the drawings. And then the third drawing will be tinted windows. And it may not be for you, but it is a great gift. It would be a great gift for kids or grandkids. You'd have your Christmas shopping done in March. So both drawings will be on our show, will be held on our show on March 30th. So that's some really exciting stuff this time of year to get your car cleaned. For me, anyway, that
and
is.
And to sign up for our big monthly drawings, go to www.agingbutdangerous.com, and it's on the left-hand side of our homepage. Just click on that.
And go to our Facebook page and like us. We are so likable, and it's really important that you like us. Facebook.com/agingbutdangerous. It will make your teeth whiter. I promise.
Okay, Suzanne, we got to talk about the triathlon, too. I mean, that is coming up. That we want three people. Well, we need three people. Can we have more than three? Can we have as many as we want?
Yeah, because one each of them do something. Yes, we can have more than three. Everybody sign up.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Dare to Try, and it's going to be in Maple Grove on August 25th, but we need you to sign up now. We need you to go to our website and sign up for this. We want to find some aging but dangerous women that will do this relay in this triathlon.
That's right. We need a biker. We need a swimmer, and we need a runner, and those are all separate people. So it's going to be so fun, and we are embarrassingly supportive. So it just shows what women our age can do. I mean, there are no limits if you take care of yourself and just have that attitude. So we got to push some boundaries here. But, you know, today we're going to talk about our closet, and I use my closet as a creative outlet. Like, kind of like an artist uses a color palette. I paint with it. Like my clothes, they're my old friends. And I get them out. It's kind of like when you get out your Christmas ornaments and you go, oh, I remember this one. I remember. It's very sentimental for me. And so to me, getting rid of a lot of my old clothes would be something that would be very difficult for me because I have purchased really good things through the years. And to me, every new season is a whole new creative experience. And it's about reapportioning, repositioning, whatever that word is that I keep reading about, and just not spending a lot of money. It's got to be a game. And if you have the right attitude, I think it can be a game. I think it can be very, very fulfilling. I know you don't really feel that way exactly about your closet. Tell me what your thoughts are.
No, See, you and I are so different, but I love the way you talk about your clothes, because you know I used to have a clothing store and I love clothes. So I love to hear you say that. And you do, you have these beautiful pieces that you have had for a long time. You really do. You just explained it perfectly, but I'm telling you, I am fickle when it comes to my clothes. And I don't know whether this comes from having a clothing store or not. I would wear them one season, get rid of them, wear new ones the next season, always had new clothes. But I'm just fickle. I don't keep things around too often, and I just always want new things. But I love the way you are so passionate about your clothes. I think that's wonderful.
Well, you have signature pieces. I mean, I think one of the things that some of the research said was talking about signature pieces, and I never really thought of it that way. But you have signature pieces that you go to that kind of set up the idea of what you're about, and that you rely on time after time after time after time to complete your wardrobe and to make you feel really good and comfortable in what you have. I mean, I've known you long enough to, and it could be anything, and it could be like a pendant, a necklace, some kind of jeans or sunglasses, something that is really your signature and it's all yours. Now, what would you say that your signature piece is?
I think mine is the black boots. Of course, as you know, I live in black, but a really good pair of black boots. And then, of course, my fabulous sunglasses. I spend a lot of money on sunglasses, on one pair.
I don't think those are really your signature pieces. I think your signature piece is black. I think that you wear black bottoms, and you have your whole wardrobe is built around black. And so to me, those are more like your investment pieces. So, because that's another thing that I found that I think is really important in this, is that you can spend very small amounts of money in comparison to what you would spend on a lot of clothes on one or two fabulous pieces. And those are what I call investment pieces. And I think for you, that's where your black boots come in, is that you don't mind spending a lot of money on your black boots because that's what you live in, or sunglasses. So those are investment pieces. Like, I have a couple of bags, of little handbags that are Bottega, and they are like exquisite little collector's pieces. And so those are things that, and I have had those bags for 25 years and probably more than that. And every time I get them out, I feel special. And I feel like that's an investment that was so worth it. And I'll have them till I die. They're just priceless almost. They're part of what I'm going to leave as my inheritance. I'm sure my sons will enjoy that. Don't you think?
Well, no, we've got a swarm coming up. It's going to be August 30th. It's going to be a fashion show at a Corset Styling, and it is really going to be fun. We're going to use some April. I'm sorry. Oh, good Lord. April 30th, and we're going to use some of our very own aging but dangerous kick-ass models, and it is going to be great. So make sure you go to our website. We'll be talking about it for quite a few weeks here, so we have a little bit of time, but it's really going to be fun.
They're always fun. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe to look their best with what they already have.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world, here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.